We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nicole.
What? Why would you take a drink when we start recording the podcast?
I don't know. I thought I could slip in a quick sip, but then you said hi, and I can't.
I can wait. Take your sip, please. Glug, 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 glug. Wow, Sashir, that was a loud drink. Ooh, wait, are you hydrated and satiated?
I do feel much more hydrated than I was before, yes.
Okay, that's good. I also have water.
Ooh, that's a big cup. And so much ice.
I love ice. I think it's so wild that you don't love ice. Like, I can't think of anything nicer and happier than like a yummy, frosty beverage.
It's just so cold to me. Like, it irritates my teeth. It feels too cold in my body. Burr.
Yeah.
I run cold, too. So it's like any, like, middle ground to warmth I could get, the better. You know?
Fair. Yeah, I get it. Have you ever been to someone's house and then they're like, do you want a drink? And you're like, yes, please. And then they take a mug out of the freezer and you're like, this is rich. This is opulence. How do you have room in your freezer for cups?
I actually have never seen that before.
Really?
I've never seen that.
You've never gone to a friend's house in your youth, asked for a drink of water, been offered a drink of water, and they take out a mug from the freezer? That's never happened?
No, but also, wouldn't it be cold to hold? Cold to hold?
Yeah.
Too cold to hold.
But it's usually a mug with a handle. The handle warms up real quick with your hand. And then the cup stays cold. I can't believe this has never happened to you. This has happened several times to me.
I have seen those cups that have liquid inside the side of the cup. Have you seen that? Where it's like plastic and there's like a layer of water or something, which also is like,
yes.
Is that disgusting? Like, you can't change the water in the cup.
I don't know if it's water or if it's like the goop that's in like a goop pack that you put on a boo-boo.
Oh my God.
An ice pack? Oh my God.
Yes.
Like the boo-boo.
So gooey.
The goop pack that you put on a boo-boo.
I can't believe that's how it came out of my mouth. That was wild. But that's, yes, an ice pack that's soft.
Okay, yeah. It might be that goop from that boo-boo ice pack. But I've seen those where you put those in the fridge and the cup freezes and then you use it. But I guess, yeah, but I've never seen anyone just take a regular mug and put it in the freezer.
Oh. I wonder if that's like a New Jersey thing or maybe my like my New Jersey friend thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I tried to do it for a little bit, but guess what? I don't have room in my freezer like that.
What do you have in your freezer? It's full?
Sashir, I just threw out two big bags of blueberries from my freezer.
Dang.
That it had expired.
Yeah.
I don't eat blueberries. Sure. I don't know who I think they might have been from John Millheiser, and he hasn't lived with me for years.
Right.
And then I also threw out, I made overnight oats.
Oh.
2 months ago. And
that's not overnight anymore.
These are long-term oats. But I ended up just throwing away the containers that they were in because they had how you say furries in them.
Ooh.
Like the yogurt had furried. So I threw those away. That frees up some room in my refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a lot of frozen vegetables that I never get to.
Mm-hmm.
But one day I will.
Yeah?
I think I will.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got some frozen quinoa.
Quinoa?
Frozen quinoa. And I think I'm going to get to it soon.
What would you put with the frozen quinoa?
Well, I was doing a thing where I was trying to like meal prep, which is devastating. Meal prep just means you're going to eat this chicken for the next fucking 5 days.
Mm.
And then you get to day five and you're like, this is old ass fucking chicken, but this is what I signed up for. So I did some quinoa with broccoli and then chicken.
Mm.
And I had them in these like little compartmentalized glass containers or whatever.
Mm.
I did it for a week.
And that's something.
Hey, thank you. I'm trying to get back into it. Apparently protein's like good for you or something. I don't know. Instagram keeps telling me that. I keep being like, are you getting your protein?
And Instagram's always right.
Instagram is always right. Are you a protein hound?
I do eat protein. I honestly don't keep track of anything. So I don't know. I eat protein every day, I think.
Mm.
But I don't
you
know.
Eat a lot of salmon, and I think that's protein.
I just had some salmon. Surprise, surprise.
Of course you did. What kind of salmon did you have?
It's actually really good. I went to brunch at this Middle Eastern place, and it was like a cuckoo. K-O-O-K-O-O. And it was like...
Couscous?
No, just oh. K-O-O-K-O-O.
Yes, there was no S.
No S.
Or a U.
Correct. Or C.
It was just not spelled the way couscous is spelled.
But it was like a kind of like a frittata. And so it was like salmon, egg, some onions, and potatoes. It was really tasty.
Mm. I like really don't understand the way you like live with food, because you like when you're full, you go, that's it for me. And then like you don't keep eating. And that I don't understand. It's wild to me. And you'll like bring leftovers home and you'll put them in the refrigerator and you won't pick at them because you're like, full. It's crazy. And then like, I don't know. You like, you know when you're hungry and stuff. It's so crazy. Oh my God, a piece of salmon is 40 grams of protein. I think you're supposed to eat your weight in protein every day.
My whole body weight?
Listen,
every
I might
day?
Be dumb. I think your weight in grams or something. Like, if you weigh 300 grams, no, if you weigh 300 pounds, I think you're supposed to be 300 grams of protein.
Oh, so if you think 300 pounds yeah. to grams, but
I
not how
so.
Actually how many grams I am. I have no idea how many grams I am.
I don't know how many grams you are either. Jordan, do you know how many grams Sashir is? Oh, okay. According to the Dietary Reference Intake Report, for macronutrients, a sedentary adult should consume 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight or 0.36 grams per pound. So that means the average man should eat 56 grams of protein and the average woman should eat 46 grams.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's some math.
This whole average male, average mm-hmm. woman, I don't think that's an accurate number for how much grams of protein they should have. I know for myself, it's definitely like well over 100 grams of protein a day.
My
so what did
God.
I eat today? 8 grams?
No, you ate 40 grams. A piece of salmon's 40 grams of protein.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
And then eggs, I think that's even more protein.
I love that. Thank goodness.
But honestly, I don't know. Proteins, it's so elusive. I've been thinking about the food pyramid lately.
Oh.
And how come Big Bread had a chokehold on the food pyramid?
Where
it was
like, really
did. 8 servings of bread every day. Like, what the fuck?
That was really crazy.
It's a scam. Wait.
Oh, it's totally
it's wild.
A scam.
It's wild.
Jordan,
too.
Can you bring up the food pyramid real
sure.
quick? Have we talked about the food pyramid on this show?
Like in the 90s,
possibly.
The food pyramid?
Yeah, the old food
yeah.
pyramid.
Yeah, the
yeah.
old food pyramid. Is there a new food pyramid?
There's a
there
new
is,
food
yeah.
pyramid like every year.
How
I don't
weird.
Know what it looks
I
like
didn't
now.
Know that.
Yeah, let me find the 90s one that we grew up on, and then we'll go to today.
Okay. Because I remember the bottom was just like, eat your bread, bitches!
Did you eat your 6 loaves of bread today?
And then it was like, eat all the meat, red meat!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, that's so not necessary. It's not at all.
Yeah, bread was at the... They wanted you to eat more bread than fruits and vegetables. That's nuts.
6 to 11 servings of bread.
That's wild. I don't think I've ever had 6 to 11 servings of bread. Who's just eating bread like that?
I probably have. Because if you include pasta and rice, yeah.
Oh, I'm never eating rice. But I just did buy a rice cooker. Because I'm going to be
even though
rice
you're then. Never, even though you just said, I'm never eating rice. You're like, but I sure did buy
because
a rice cooker.
I didn't know how to cook rice without a rice cooker.
Oh, okay.
Which might sound really stupid. I mean, which one? It's hard to like figure out what to eat when we've been lied to by Big Bread and Big Milk.
Yeah, that Got Milk campaign was such a, like, it's so crazy how they made milk cool. And it's like most of us are lactose intolerant.
So lactose intolerant. In a way, we're like, it's explosive. And my tummy will hurt for like days after having milk.
Yeah. I started taking Lactaid, but I often forget to do that.
Yeah, it's hard to remember to take a pill before you indulge and enjoy. You introduced me to Pepsidacy.
Pepsidacy.
Pepsidacy. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, game changer for my lasagna.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. It's been really nice.
Yeah, because you don't want that freaking heartburn.
I sure don't. I want to wake up in the middle of the night going, why did I eat lasagna? I want to wake up the next morning and go, I'm glad I ate lasagna.
So is this the new food pyramid?
I think this is the closest we're going to get. So it does talk about exercise and then 6 ounces of grains.
They put stairs on the side of the pyramid for someone to walk up. I see.
Yeah. In case you didn't want to start at the bottom, you can start at the top and slide down and get your food.
Okay, so
6 ounces. Yeah, 6 ounces of grains. 2.5 cups. Why ounces and then cups? Whatever. Of vegetables. Two cups
of fruit. 3 cups of milk. 3 cups of milk.
I don't know about that. I don't know about this.
And also 6 ounces of grain. So grains are still the largest portion.
I think this is a lie.
It's in the Washington Post.
I think Big Grain and Big Milk still has a chokehold on the food pyramid.
I mean, they are the major money maker. I mean, they're putting money towards this pyramid. So, of course, they're going to be told to have more. But again, remember, 8 ounces is a cup.
8 ounces is a cup.
Yeah, so this like...
Oh, so it's less than a cup.
Yeah, well, then why is weird on the pyramid?
Yeah, the section on the pyramid makes it look bigger than everything else.
They're trying to trick you because you don't know your ounces and your cups.
And they're right. I don't.
The food pyramid is the original pyramid scheme. You heard it here first.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. How is Georgia?
There's so much pollen. We're in pollen season. I will walk outside and there'll be a layer of yellow film on my sunglasses.
Pollen
out here. Yeah. Yep.
That seems insane.
Yeah. But I was warned when I first got here, people were like, oh, you're going to be here for the pollen season. So get ready. It's like nothing you've ever seen.
And did you get ready?
You know, I didn't know how to get ready. And I still don't know how to get ready. I don't think I did get ready.
Maybe getting ready is having a lint brush or a lint roller or something at all times to lint the pollen off of you.
That's smart.
Listen, I'm here to solve problems. That's it.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's starting to warm up, which is really great. But also there was a huge thunderstorm the other day. So who knows what's happening?
You know, global warming. She's wild.
She is wild.
It's sunny again in LA, and yay. I can't be happier.
Oh,
I can't be. I could be. I couldn't be happier. Listen, this is tough. It's tough speaking today.
That's okay. That's okay.
Thank you. But it's been nice, sunny, warmish. Ugh, it's been lovely. Wait, maybe it's only been 2 days of that. I don't know. It rains so much.
Yeah. Well, 2 days is still great.
I think so. What is this shirt you're wearing? What is this blue thing? Is it a jumpsuit or is it a shirt?
It's a shirt that I haven't really worn. I'm revisiting it. It's from Urban Outfitters. And it's I don't know how to describe it. It's cropped, but
it's a cropped, ribbed, baseball tee-esque, washed, acid-y washed look to it.
Yeah. I think I should get more baseball style shirts because I think they look good on me.
I think they
accentuate
look nice
my
on
broad
you.
Shoulders.
You have broad shoulders?
Yeah, pretty broad. I mean, I guess maybe what is broad? Wide?
Yeah, I guess if your shoulders
sticking
are
out from my body,
wider than your waist, maybe they're broad.
So yeah, they're broad.
I have little shoulders.
Itty bitty shoulders.
They're really small. A lot of times seams on shirts where they're supposed to sit on your shoulder are off of my shoulder. And then people have to raise them to put them on my shoulder because my My shoulders are so small and dainty in comparison to the rest of my booty.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my body is not fit for this world. That's not nice. Clothes just don't, I don't know. I'm not made the way a plus size woman or a fat woman's like made. Clothes fit me so strangely.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I think there's like a very small percentage of people who can just put on clothes and be mm-hmm. like, that's that. Like, there's not one pair of jeans that I've ever had that didn't need to be altered in the back or something. But like, there's always like a gap in the back mm-hmm. for me. Cause like, or like they fit my waist, but not my thighs. It's just like the proportions are all over the place. I don't know who, sometimes I'm like, who is this for? What body is this for?
I think that a lot. What mm-hmm. body? What body?
What
I tried to get into Fashion Nova.
Okay.
I don't know what bodies they're doing these fits on, but it's not a fat woman who's naturally fat. I feel like it's like a mid-sized woman who like had alterations done to her butt and
sure,
hips.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because they, yeah, there's yeah, like yeah. enough room in the back for my butt, but not enough room in the front for my frump.
For your frump.
My frump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How strange.
It is strange.
Should we do a quiz?
Unless there's something you want to tell me.
What? Don't
Did
look
you
at
you do something last night that maybe you want to tell me about? It was Saturday night. You sure? There's not something you want to tell me?
I know you're like, this is just a question, but it's so accusatory. I didn't. I mean, had nothing to tell you.
Sunday, yesterday was Saturday. You didn't get wild.
I did not get wild.
Saturday night?
Not at all. Not even the slightest.
Okay. Then I guess we could take a quiz if you have nothing left to say to me. Oh my God. Describe your best friend and we'll give you an ideal getaway destination.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh. For half a second, I was like, oh my God, are we going to get to go somewhere? And then I was like, oh yeah, it's a BuzzFeed quiz. They're just going to tell us a place.
Yeah, they're not going to send us someplace.
Ugh, but imagine if BuzzFeed at the end of a quiz was like, and you get to go to Madagascar.
Oprah now runs BuzzFeed. You get a free okay. car.
What kind of car does she give those people?
I actually don't know.
I wonder if it was like a sensible Nissan Sentra or like something flashy like an Audi TT.
Whatever it was probably like the most like it's not fancy, but it's not like mm-hmm. shit. It was probably like, yeah, sensible is a good word.
A Pontiac G6 sedan? Ew.
Is it really ew?
I didn't like them. I thought they were very nasty looking.
Oh, they are nasty looking. Yeah.
Yeah, I... Not for me. I did not like the G6. But I do miss Pontiac. The Firebird was a beautiful car. I used to babysit for a man who had a turquoise one. I think his wife allowed him to buy it because he was having a midlife crisis. Anyway, how does your best friend cheer you up when you're down?
Bakes me my favorite dessert.
She would never. Buys me a bottle of wine.
Most likely. Parties the night away with me.
Maybe 10 years ago, offers thoughtful and practical advice.
Yeah. Sends me hilarious memes.
Shows up to my place as soon as possible to keep me company. Honestly, unless I asked for it, I'd be like, get off my porch.
You came like, unannounced.
What are you doing here? Oh my God, this quiz is making me feel really old. Because I feel like 10 years ago, if I was like having a bad time, you'd be like, great, let's hit up the bar.
I know.
But in this time of 2023, in the year of our Lord, I'd be like, are you kidding?
And we send hilarious memes regardless of how we feel, our emotional state.
I would say offers thoughtful and practical advice.
I would say the same thing. That's really the most meaningful one.
I think so. And it has nothing to do with us getting old.
And not wanting to leave our house.
I love my house. Yesterday, I was out for far too long. And all I could think about was getting back to my home. I was like, I need to get there. There's a dog there that loves me and a couch.
All good reasons to go home.
Yes. Oh.
What's your best friend's top quality?
They're extremely generous with their time, energy, and money.
They're always down for an adventure or casual hang.
They're super chill.
They love all the same music, movies, and places as you.
They've known you since you were a child and understand every part of your life.
To be honest, they're just really freaking good looking.
That's truly wild. I would be so upset if my best friend was like, I just hang out with you because you're hot.
Well, there are perks to that. You probably like get into bars or like there's like a line.
You get free drinks.
Free drinks. But that's not a reason to have a friend. No.
No. Also, I guess I'd be like offended, but also like wildly like, just like I'd be like, oh, what a treat. Thank you for saying that like I'm beautiful.
How dare you, but also thank you.
How dare you? But thank you. I would say they're always down for an adventure, a casual hang.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, oh my God. This is going to send us to the same Dustin option.
I know.
Really is. I don't mind.
That, because we're going together. So that
we're going to the same, we want to go to the same place, you know? Okay, what's your favorite thing to do with your best friend?
Cook an elaborate meal? We've
tried. Yeah, right. Aw, man, I think about that one time we tried to cook a meal from Instagram a lot. Because I've tried to cook meals and I keep forgetting that all I have to do is click the link in the bio. But then I once did click the link in the bio and she was like, buy my cookbook. And I was like, no. Okay, have deep conversations about love, the universe, and people.
Travel to gorgeous destinations.
Go to a music festival and strategize the best Instagram shot.
Stay in and watch a movie.
Oh my God, gossip about all the people you know. Strategize had a chokehold on me. That was so hard to say. Strategize. What was the question?
Oh, yeah. What was the question? What's your favorite thing to do with your best friend?
I really do love traveling to gorgeous destinations, but I also love watching movies and just watching you sleep because you'll never stay awake for a whole movie.
I know. Have we even watched a movie together? Because I fall asleep so quickly.
I think in theaters.
Yes. I won't sleep in a theater, but on a couch, it's lights out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we saw all of Avatar together, and I don't think you fell asleep once.
No, I watched all of Avatar. Okay. Did I actually watch all of Yellow Jackets, or did I fall asleep through parts of it?
You fell asleep through parts of it.
Okay, so I had to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I didn't want to wake you up. I was like, I better let her sleep. Because I think you had just gotten off a plane that day.
Yeah. Also, I'm happy for the sleep, but
I just let you sleep. It seems rude to wake you up. I had a friend who kept falling asleep at my house, and the way I'd wake them up is like, you gotta go home. And then finally they're like, why do you scream at me to wake me up? And I was like, oh, because that's how I woke my sister up as a kid.
But it's so jarring. It hurts.
I didn't know it until they said something to me, because my sister never said anything to me. She was never like, can you not do that?
Yeah.
So I did that for all of our adolescence. Sometimes I'd
shake
her.
You've never done that to me. Oh my gosh.
Well, you wake up usually on your own.
Yeah. Even if you tried to wake me up. I have to leave before I fall into a REM sleep. Even if you tried to wake me up, though, I would go back. It's like a switch goes off. As soon as I'm tired, I can't like be awake again. Like my body's like, okay, we can be awake for 2 minutes and then we'll fall right back to sleep.
This is what I mean about how your body, I think, works the way bodies are supposed to work. I go, I'm sleepy. And then I lay down in my bed and then I cannot sleep. And then when I'm not hungry anymore, I go, but I better keep eating this because what if somebody else eats it or if it goes in the trash, which is insane. It's just like insane thoughts. But yeah, like last night I tried to go to sleep and my body said, surely you got to Google the address of somebody you know and find out how much they paid for their house, which is what I did the night before. And I don't know what I'm doing with this knowledge.
You just gotta know before you go to sleep,
I guess. But the answer to this question,
which was,
I think I really love traveling.
Yeah.
What do you like to do with your best friend? I like traveling to gorgeous destinations. They don't even have to be gorgeous. They just have to be a destination.
Yeah, same. I also love traveling with you.
You're really easy to travel with.
You're really easy to travel with.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a time where you'd be like, are you sure you don't want breakfast? And I was like, never. And then you stopped asking. Oh my God, I can't talk. You stopped asking. And then now you'll wake up and you'll go get your breakfast. And then I'll wake up and then I'll do something. Okay. How old is your best friend?
My age.
We were born on the same day.
Just 1 or 2 years younger than me.
A few years older than me.
Drastically younger or older than me.
21 in human years. Okay.
Okay.
I believe you are my age and just a couple months older?
Yeah, just a couple months older. So yeah, my age.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently the same age.
We are, but then on 5-6, you'll leap ahead of me.
I'll leap, jump, light years ahead of you.
You'll leave me behind, and I'll say, please don't.
But then you catch right up in August.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple months later.
What's your favorite food to split with them?
In order, chips and guacamole.
A rack of ribs.
We have never shared a rack of ribs, and that is a crime.
Why is it a crime?
Because we should be sharing some ribs. They're easy to share. You pull them apart.
I don't. I guess you're right. I don't often.
You just tear them right apart.
I don't often eat ribs. It's one of those messy foods I don't want to eat in public because I'm just like licking my fingers and I feel sticky. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to be around people for this. It's a private moment. You.
Ribs are, yeah, private, but it's funny because it's like, when are you ever eating ribs in private?
Never.
You never turn on the smoker to make your ribs.
No.
We don't have smokers.
I sure don't.
Mac and cheese.
An overstuffed sandwich.
How the fuck are you going to share an overstuffed sandwich?
That's a delicate balance.
Out of the sandwich?
Exactly.
That's crazy. I'd be so mad if you asked me to share an overstuffed sandwich. I say, Sashir, you should order one yourself.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Break it in half and have all the stuff and fall out on the plate?
That's not how it goes.
Mm-mm.
You can break bread, not a sandwich.
Break bread, not a sandwich.
A warm, soft pretzel.
A plate of street noodles.
See, you eat street shit. I'm not a street eater.
Wow. Wow, that really...
It sounded harsher than it was meant to
really
be.
Harsh. I'm a street eater. This fucking street eater.
This fucking street eating bitch. Okay. I don't eat street meat and stuff like that because my mother talked so poorly about street meat and street food that like the only thing I can have is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Those hot for you nuts? I love those hot for you nuts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're so good. Okay. I like sharing mac and cheese with you.
I also like sharing mac and cheese with you.
This boy, oh boy.
Same. I don't know if this has ever happened before.
I don't think so. But also, this is like, we should have the same answers.
This is true.
Right? Because it'd be wild if I was like, I love sharing overstuffed sandwiches with you. And you'd be like, wait, what?
Well, yeah, we've never done that.
No, never in our lives.
What's your favorite place to hang out?
A low-key neighborhood pub.
Our favorite brunch spot.
at the library.
In a bustling plaza.
On a cozy sofa.
On a hike.
Huh. We've never been on a hike before.
We sure haven't.
We've never been to a library together either.
I don't know if we've been to a bustling plaza before. No, but maybe we have.
What's a bustling plaza? Like Grand Central Station?
Yes.
Oh, ew. We've been to bustling plazas.
Yeah.
Times Square is an abomination. Oh. Ooh.
Also, I have a side question. Have the two of you ever had the urge to go on a hike? I'm wrestling with my best friends. They are coming out to visit and they're like, we want to go on hikes. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
I have been on a total of 2 hikes since I moved to California 10 years ago. And I'll never go on another one. Anything I can see from up there, I can drive and see up there. I'm not trying to fucking walk.
I feel.
Get my shoes dusty. For what? Yeah. To huff and puff and not be able to hold a conversation because I'm trying to mask how much I'm huffing and puffing?
I have gone on hikes and enjoyed myself.
What? I didn't know this. This is nuts.
I have.
This is nuts.
I even have hiking boots.
What? I didn't know you had hike. What brand are they?
Columbia.
Wow, those are real hiking boots.
That's real. I bought them on the way to Yosemite because I had a friend getting married there, and there's, you know, there's hiking there. That's the thing to do. So I was like, I should get some hiking boots so I don't cut up my feet. And yeah, I have had fun hiking. I will say I've never suggested hiking. I've never been like, okay, you know what we should do today? Hike. But if I'm in the right mood and it's nice outside and I'm with people I enjoy, I might do a hike.
Wow. To be able to just do a hike, it takes a whole bunch of mental gymnastics to be like, you're not going to die. It's okay if you get out of breath. You can take breaks. Physical activity with people honestly seems like a nightmare.
It does. It's not. Yeah. I don't want to see. I don't want people to see how winded I'm going to get.
It's never fun.
Yeah. I do want to take more walks because I saw something on Instagram about like the benefits of walking other than physical. Yeah. But like mental.
Yeah.
See, I'm down with a walking trail. I think I'm the same as you, Nicole. It's like I haven't had really great experiences with hiking. That's why I was asking you guys if there was ever like any urge to go. But like I remember my first hike in LA, and I'm not even kidding, it was like a 45 degree angle walking up this hill, and I'm like, I'm gonna fall. So, but like a walking trail, I'm totally cool with it. If it's just like little hills and like you're just walking through some nice like scenery, that's great. But a hike,
maybe that would be nice.
Yeah,
I don't know. I for whatever reason, like, I really hate walking, but apparently it's like very good for your body. Like your body's like, yes, take a nice little walk, it's good for you. But like, maybe if I listen to music, I should do it. My dog deserves longer walks than I give him. He should, I don't know, like a half a mile walk is like a good walk. But for the most part, we don't do that. We don't do that at all.
Something about like looking around at your surroundings is supposed to be helpful for decreasing your fear responses. Because you're like you're like working out your senses, like you're hearing, you're seeing, like, you're just more attuned to what's your surroundings in general. So ideally your anxiety around things that could potentially attack you decreases.
Oh.
Because you're just more aware, I think.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I should take more walks. I just like, I'm trying to be like healthy because like I really had the, like I always say it, life is long, but I really had the like realization. I was like, it's so long. And I'm going to be alive for so much longer, which is really upsetting. So, like, I have to, like, either get healthy or, like, I don't know, deal with things that are going to happen with old age when you're not healthy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Lord.
My, my knee is like sticky right now. It's like, it's either it hurts when I bend it all the way or extend it all the way. And the only thing I can attribute to is the flight I took from Atlanta to LA. And I was like sitting in front of a wall and my legs were at a 90 degree angle for like 4 or 5 hours. And then they've been sticky since then. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's like getting old.
Yes.
I wonder if, because they tell you to wear, what are those socks?
Compression socks.
Yeah. I wonder if that would have helped.
Maybe.
At a 90 degree angle and then just like the blood circulation a little bit more. I don't know. But I agree with you. I take flights and then I'm like, oh, like, I don't know how people our age are touring as much as they are because I'm like, my body.
I know. Sucks.
Oh, I wonder if you like roll. Do you have your Theragun with you?
Yeah.
Maybe if you do your IT band, which is like the outside of your,
I've been Theragunning my whole leg, but I will try to put my IT band
or whatever.
And I've been icing it. I've been doing everything.
Oh, icing I hear is not great.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's heat that you want to put on stuff. But also, I'm not a doctor. I am not Nicole Byer, MD.
I heard because my dad, mom, and my sister both had knee surgeries like years ago. And a lot of doctors will say like do 20 minutes with an ice pack and do 20 minutes with heat and go back and forth with it for like an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Bodies. Am I right? Okay. Where are we hanging out? I'm going to say a cozy sofa.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, boy, we love being inside.
Yeah. And finally, which of these colorful images reminds you most of your best friend?
The first colorful image is like a shiplap, a vertical shiplap that's like a dusty blue. It's not bright.
I don't know if I know what a shiplap is.
Oh, it's like wood boards.
Okay. Like a fence.
No. It's like wood boards in your home that are vertical or horizontal, and it's like a feature wall in your house.
Oh, yes.
Made very, very, very trendy by Chip and Joanna Gaines, who now have the Magnolia Network that spent their time refurbishing homes in Waco, Texas.
Oh, well, well, well.
Speaking of home restoration, I'm obsessed with this show on Magnolia Network called Restored. There's this man named Brett Waterhouse or Waterman or something. And I feel like he's like, I don't know. He's not married. He has a very, very fun way of speaking. He calls people bucko and he doesn't do renovations. He does restorations. So like you'll bring him to like a 1930s Spanish colonial and he'll tell you all of the stuff that has been like covered. And he'll be like, I'm sure they put this over your fireplace. Let's see if they did. And he's like, oh, yes, the original stuff is under it. And he gets so excited. And he gets everyone who works with him so excited. No, this is a different person. That's Clint Harp. I'm talking about Brett Waterhouse or Waterman. And it's just called Restored.
Oh.
Yes, he wears a cowboy hat. He calls people bucko. He smiles too hard at you. And I love him. And he'll be like, look, and he takes you to like an already done house. And then you can like look at it and be like, oh, I like this. I like that. And no one's ever as excited as he is about it.
He looks like a skinny Mr. Incredible.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The way he laughs is so angelic. It's like, I love him so much. It'll be like, come on, bucko. But he says it in like a loving way. And, I love him.
I love that. All right. The next colorful image is red glitter.
The next one is leaves.
Next one's like, looks like an aura photo. And it's like dark purple going into like orange and yellow.
And then this is a yellow wall.
And then like, it looks like glass. it looks like a reflection of glass or something. It's like clear and white.
I'm going to say the leaves.
Okay, I can see that. I'm going to say the red glitter.
Ooh. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, no, this is Nicole.
I cannot believe how badly we need to defund BuzzFeed. We need to get rid of BuzzFeed because this is our ideal getaway trip to Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh,
made up of 700 islands, Nassau is the ultimate tropical destination that'll answer your need for tasty cocktails by the sea and too many afternoon naps to count. Who needs a clock when you have a trashy new novel to enjoy? I can't, and it's a picture of Atlantis, our arch nemesis. I cannot believe.
That is so blown crazy. Away. All the places. Is that mine too? Do we both get yes. Nassau, Bahamas? That's insane.
truly wild. I can't believe.
Oh my,
I can't BuzzFeed believe that BuzzFeed
clearly
said,
doesn't listen to this podcast.
Sure doesn't. They said, go back to the Bahamas after you had a terrible experience and then talked about said terrible experience. And then everyone in the Bahamas got mad at you for having a bad time there. Oh, BuzzFeed, get out. That's wild.
That's really funny.
It's very, great. Very funny. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, should we answer some questions?
We should.
We should.
Some nice little queries.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I almost said sit cheer. Mm-hmm. I just listened to your little mini cherry talk and so my thoughts were, hi, Sashir. Oh, my God. And the rest of the team, I am in my 30s and, I use all pronouns. I'm non-binary. I'm out to the friends I'm talking about. That's not an issue at all. But I'm in my 30s and I have also been single my entire life. Haven't gotten a lot of attention or interest. Have a lot of issues around that. But I have been sort of putting myself out there and really like working towards maybe finding somebody or even just doing some casual stuff with people. And it's been great. And my friends, the two friends in particular who've kind of been supporting me through like figuring all of this shit out, have been absolutely great. But they're both in long-term relationships. And so what I'm curious about is sort of how the two of you navigate, or if you have any sort of tips for when your like main support people just like don't really like they can sort of empathize, but they probably don't really empathize because they just don't know. Like, I feel bad because I feel like they feel bad when they want to talk about the things they love about their relationship, because the thing that's like really bringing me down all the time is like my loneliness. And they both live in a different part of the world, just like they've moved away. And they do come back, and we're like, we talk almost every other day. Like, I have great relationships, lots of like good connections with friends and family. I have hobbies I enjoy, but like, I mean, Nicole, you probably get it. Like, you could love yourself as much as you possibly can, and you can fill your time with all the things you love and the people you love. But at the end of the day, loving yourself sometimes isn't enough, and it would be really nice to have someone else. And so how do you navigate sort of like talking about that and dealing with those feelings when your main support people are?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I just ask my friends about their relationships, and then I just talk about my lack of a relationship. I don't really like put too much on it. Like, my friends are my friends, so I don't think they're going to get like tired of hearing about my problems, even though they might be the same as like last week or whatever. Yeah. And I mean, I get like wanting someone at the end of the day. And that's like, that's hard. It's, you can't force someone to love you, and love is harder than it is for some people, than it is for other people. And that's just life. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know. I get sad, and then I let myself be sad, and then I'm happy, and I let myself be happy. I just let myself feel all of the emotions.
I don't know if I have an answer, or I guess it wasn't really for me.
Yeah, I feel like the patron saint of single people sometimes, and I don't have any real answers other than like, it shit sucks. But then also, not every relationship you see is as nice as it seems.
This is very true.
My mother used to say that. She's like, okay, you want to be in a relationship, but like, do you want to be in a relationship with that person that they're in a relationship with? And it's like, no, usually I don't. I'm never looking at someone's partner being like, oh, I wish they would date me. I'm like, oh, I can't believe my friend's dating that person. But then it's just like, whatever, they're dating that person. It is what it is. I don't know. Like, it is shitty just to be like, yeah, love yourself, concentrate on yourself, because it's like, yeah, I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've done a podcast for like 6 years about it, and I still don't know why I'm single. It is what it's just the way the world works, and it's not fair.
Yeah. I wonder if this caller was also like, I guess we didn't get specifics, but I wonder maybe are their friends not giving like helpful advice because they're not single, or like, are they not able to empathize because they're not single?
I feel like our caller is putting that on their friends, that they can't empathize because they're not single. But, you know, people, I can empathize with someone who's in a relationship, even mm-hmm. though I'm not in one. I think you got to give your friends like a little bit more credit. Like, go ahead and ask them about their relationships. Go ahead mm-hmm. and tell them about your issues being a lonely lady, and understand that they might come back with like, when you're not looking is when it happens, or like, it'll happen when you love yourself, or you're, you know, whatever. Like, they might have shitty things to say, but that's just what all people in relationships tend to say, because they don't know how they got into a relationship. Mm. Nobody does. Love is a very, is it elusive? Can I say it, an elusive thing that doesn't quite make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you are dating, I think your friends would probably love to hear those stories, because they get to live vicariously through you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, I want to hear anything new. Anything at all. You have new information? Wonderful. I've been staring at the same person for years. Yeah.
Solved.
Let's get another. An email.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. To celebrate your 200th episode, I created a cocktail for both of you from stories on the podcast, Nicole's Purple Giraffe and Sashir's Cherry Chair. Unfortunately, I know podcasting is an audio medium, but photos are attached. And I listen to your podcast every week and so often relate to your friendship. Thanks for all the laughs over the episodes and hope to see you do a live show one day. All the love to the four of you. Okay, this is a Nicole's Purple Giraffe. 1 ounce of pineapple juice, 1 ounce of soda, float 2 ounces of Empress Purple Gin on top, garnish orange peel, lemon peel, cinnamon grilled pineapple.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that looks pretty beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That sounds tasty. Sashir's Cherry Chair. 2 ounces of Bullet Bourbon. This person knows me. 1 ounce of Amaro Averna. 2 dashes of Agonstara bitters. A half ounce of brown sugar, vanilla syrup, garnish, amarena, cherries, skewer.
Ooh, that looks like something nice I would drink. Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those look yummy. Ooh, thank you so much.
Thank you. We should just take this to a bar and be like, make this for us.
Make this. Do you have these ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
We should.
Yeah.
And we will one day.
And we will.
But until then, you can email us at NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com.
Or call or text us at 424-645-7003.
And we have merch for sale. The merch is at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Wow.
We did that mostly memorized.
We did.
Jordan,
did you get the number right?
I think I did. 424-645-7003. Look at that. Look at us.
Look at us. Wow. Well, we've come so far.
We sure have. Until next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.